of going into college. I did not do any singing in my college years, but I still played around with writing music, singing, and my family just being there to inspire and support me. So I didn't do much in my college days, but here I am, grown, adult, and one of the most things that inspired me as a singer was the fact that I lost my sister November 12th, 2022. I lost my sister. So that really did something to me. My sister passed away unexpectedly. And she was one of my biggest fans. She always supported me. You know, she believed in my artistry. If anybody pushed me harder, it was her and my other sister, which they are twins. They're identical twins. And for a long time, you know, after my sister's death, her twin probably did not even realize why my communication slacked up a little. It's because she reminded me so much of her that I tried to refrain from talking to her. But both of them are my biggest fans. And just my family support alone has, you know, inspired me to keep pushing, My son, my parents, my daddy getting up every Sunday preaching. I have a lot of different factors that inspire me to keep this journey moving. And I'm not going to stop.
I'm inspired. You know, you know, I'm inspired by your story. I'm listening. And also, my sister, Emma C., she is saying she's so sorry to hear, you know, the condolences to you and your family, but you kept on pushing, you kept on thriving. And I have one question because, we're still teasing the audience because we still have one more song by you. Why didn't you focus on your singing while you were in college? And, if not, what were you focused on?
I didn't focus on my singing during my college years because I had a lot of things to conceal. I went through a lot of pain. I went through a lot of things that I just tried to compress. And at that point in time, I wasn't in a place of wanting to sing. I still had moments when I sat alone. And I went through a lot of dark moments, and I just feel like, you know, when I would sing, it was only just, you know, to vibe off my emotions, you know.
Okay.
I really wasn't in a mental state of wanting and having any desire to sing. Because you know, I always looked at talent that was around me, and I was just like, nah, I can't do that.
Oh.
But again, I go back to my sister that has passed away, and she would always tell me, if they can do it, you can do it too.
And you can do it. I've heard your voice.
Yeah.
What made you doubt yourself? Was it the things that you were confronted with, the circumstances you were going through, the loss of a loved one, and whatever, some other heartbreak? Was that something that took it?
Like I said, in my college days, it was bad choices, some things that I had went through, and I will heavily emphasize pain. And one of the things that I tried to do to deal with that was just compressing. I didn't feel like it was necessary to just really sing about my emotions all the time. But I always sung, no matter if it was in the bathtub, if it was in the kitchen, wherever I was, I did sing. If I could be riding down in the car, I could be in my car and I was singing. But I do remember, like, after my sister's death, for 37 days, I questioned God, like, why did you take my sister? Why did you take my sister? Why did you take my sister? And on the 37th day, God said, because her work down here was done. Her work was down, it was done.
Come on, Jesus.
And so I kept asking, like, my sister, like, come to me in a dream, come to me in a dream. And gospel was one of the biggest things that, you know, she always had me singing. She wanted to hear me sing gospel. It could be anything. She just, her and my other sister, they believed in me. And so I just kept going, kept going. So like I said, my college days, it was more so compressed. That's why I didn't sing. So now I'm here writing music. And what I'm trying to deliver is relatable content. I think Waymaker asked sometime earlier in the show, he was like, is there a third song? Yes, there is a third song that I'm working on, and it's basically a remake of Malera, Go Outside in the Rain.
Bro. Mm. Wow. Waymaker?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just
you know, I'm loving what I'm hearing. Not because the pain that you went through, but the story. And and you kept on going. Even there were times when your creative side didn't say, I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
But you never lost the spirit.
Right.
Man, this is great. Okay. I've got one other song by somebody else I'm going to play right now. And then when we come back, hey, Waymaker.
Yes.
This thing just gets gooder and gooder.
And gooder. It's amazing. It's amazing.
No. I'm loving this. So I'm going to just guess what? I'm going to lighten it up a little bit with that crazy Nigel Perkins.
Oh, yes.
At the same time. At the same time, bro.
Too big girl.
You bought too many tickets.
Kissing my ooh-wee. She got me like ooh-wee.
Yeah.
All right now. Just when you thought I really seen it all.
What you talking about?
She said, baby, let me see your cell phone so I can give my girl a call. Ooh. And I was like, ooh-wee. Oh. I think she got a friend for me.
At the same time.
Yeah, at the same time. Get to him, too thick world.
Get to him. Yeah, oh, both of them, Emma. That's why we need that stick. Oh, both of them. Same time. That could be a problem.
Baby.
Oh my Lord. -1
You gonna call them?
I need the helpline. Oh. Snatch your Perkins. I feel sorry for you, bro. Loretta Booker.
Sound like Nigel had his hands full. He had his hands full.
Look.
Both of them.
Look. All both of them. All both of them. That's right. All both. I know that's not vernacularly correct. I don't care. Both. All both. You know, my sister had a nerve to say, no, Nigel is wrong. No, he ain't wrong. Look, you got to call 911. Look, no, it could be some stuff that breaks out. You don't want that. Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah. Okay. We got a few more minutes before. I know the Waymaker said that he's got to be gone in about maybe 7 minutes. Okay. That's a lie. Okay. Okay. Princess. Okay.
Yes.
Oh, first of all, I want to thank you again for joining this shenanigans.
No, thank you.
Okay. And I promised you that you were going to have a good time.
You did.
Did we live up to the billing?
You did live up to the billing. You lived up to every expectation.
Okay. Then tell the world. Okay. Then tell the world that Studio W, the Buzz, your global radio network is the baddest on the planet. Would you please tell us that?
Studio W, the Buzz is the best on the land. You guys, you got to come and hear this every Monday and every Wednesday. No, he said every day. Every day. So every day. And you can recap.
Oh, you know what? I just love you so much. She has a great she has a great memory.
Yes.
Yeah.
Recapping.
Okay.
So if you don't get this right now, you can come back and maybe if his engineer is on point, you can come back in 24 hours.
24 hours. StudioW.buzz. StudioW.buzz. Just what she said. StudioW.buzz. Also, if you have an Apple device, just in case, you're listening via Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter, you need the app. So important. Apple, go to your Apple App Store and download Studio.W. Android, Studio W. Available on Apple CarPlay, Google Play, and Alexa. And please leave a comment on the website. This broadcast will be up again. Princess, I promise you, your audience, your fans, your friends will be able to hear you again in case they miss it tonight. All they have to do is go to StudioW.buzz. StudioW.buzz and go to archived shows. And yours will be up there on the top. It is absolutely fantastic. I really don't want to let you go right now. Okay, I'm going to ask you and the Waymaker to stay over 5 extra minutes. Just 5.
Okay.
Okay? Because I've got to play this one, this song, but the showstopper has to be our guest.
Absolutely. And I'm requesting from this guest, you know what happened. Every artist that comes on to, cause fans understand that when you go in the studio, that they able to alter your voice. So it's a must that you give us something a cappella.
Uh-oh. There ain't
nothing but a verse or so. You know, every artist got to do it. So.
Oh, okay.
Let the world know. Come on.
Come on, baby. Come on.
Get into it.
Boy, you know I care. And Lord knows I hate to share. But I couldn't see you when I want. I had to see you when I could. You got a whole life at home. But it's now understood. Were you guys looking for more?
Yeah, no, you just getting started.
Hey, Waymaker.
Huh?
You're right. She's just getting started.
She's just getting started.
Okay. Now, Princess.
Yes.
See, I just love calling you Princess.
It's all good.
Okay, if that's okay with you. Okay, I know melodic. Princess Shawn, S-H-A-N, but I just, if I can shorten this thing down just a bit and say princess.
See, there you go with that very white voice again.
Oh.
You ain't gotta go there. My boy's not the area.
See,
why you gotta do that?
Hey, bro, it wasn't intentional.
No. Every week you do the same thing.
Man, well, when it comes out the same way, what do you expect from me? Come on. Hey, wait. Hey, can I get to this next song? Then we can come back. Oh, and see, Wade is out of control. Okay, he's out of control. He don't know how to act. This is Bill Omar. Man, yes. I love this song so much. Waymaker, you already know, bro.
Oh yeah. Awesome. Omar.
The greatest song I ever sang is this song.
Man.
The greatest words I ever said.
Mm.
I love you.
Oh.
I gave my life an inventory. That's why.
Woo.
I don't worry. I ask myself, what's greater than making love? The answer came to be blessed.
Ah.
To bless someone. Oh, the greatest song. The greatest words I ever said. I love you.
I love you.
Give your life an inventory. Help me.
Come on.
Tell the story.
Man.
Ask yourself what's better than making love. I hope you find out. To be blessed, to bless someone. The greatest song I ever sang. It's this song. The greatest words I ever said. I love you.
Wow.
I won't use the words.
Come on, man.
If I don't mean it.
Come on.
The greatest song I ever sang.
Man.
Is this song.
Give me your W.
This song.
Hey, Waymaker.
Yes, sir.
It's only the best. And I said it. The baddest on the planet. Studio W The Buzz. This is a different yet not forgotten what radio is all about.
It's greater than
radio is designed to bring you content, news, music, comedy, sports, entertainment, education, business. And that's what The Buzz is all about.
As Nigel would say, get it to him.
Get it to him. Look, we are serious as a heart attack around here. We are not joking. The Buzz is the baddest on the planet. I have ears, and I listen to a lot of stuff. I listen to a lot of radio stations. I listen to a lot of TV programs, and I say, We can do better than this. We can do better than this. And that's what me and the Waymaker, this is what we're going to bring, folks. You better get ready. This is 2023, 2024.
Woo.
I would advise that you get two seat belts. and both of them are for you.
Oh, man.
I'm so excited about this. I'm so excited about this. And I just want to say, hey, Princess.
Yes.
You got to come back because we're not done with you yet. We are really not done with you. And so what I want to do, because before we play your song, what is it that you want to share with a global audience right now? And I'm talking about your dreams, inspiration, whoever inspired you. And where do we expect to see you in the near and ongoing future?
What I would tell a global audience is the fact that Melanic Princess is staying humble.
Hey.
I have things that I'm focusing on, essential elements of artistry, networking, collaboration, building better vocal techniques. It just continue to go on. There are no high or low expectations. Only thing that I will tell the world is stay tuned, because singing may not just be some of the only things that you see from the Melanic Princess. I'm a work in progress, but I do have a lot that I'm doing. And sometime the Lord would tell you that once he gives you a vision, write the vision and make it plain. And with that being said, I'm learning how to walk in silence. And when it's time for it to unfold, it'll unfold.
Amen.
You know, this, the energy that I'm getting from you, and you're in Mississippi. You guys have the crazy, what city, if you don't mind disclosing that, you don't have to. You're in Mississippi. The Waymaker's in Mississippi. And I'm just going to say this. I've never met such a gentleman that I consider a gentleman like the Waymaker and never have shook his hand or gave him a hug or seen him in purpose. We've only been on video.
Yeah.
But you know, in your voice, Princess, you guys already know, you have deceptors, or receptors, rather, that can tell you whether somebody is genuine or not.
Yes.
And Princess, I believe in you. I really thoroughly believe in you. Just keep doing what you're doing. And you have the showstopper tonight. And before I go to that, I'm going to toss it over to my co-host, the Waymaker. Hey, bro, you got the floor.
Man, again, it was such an honor and a pleasure to have you on this platform, Princess. An honor for me to be able to invite you to such a prestigious platform. And then you to come on, you absolutely have nailed it.
Thank you.
That I was wondering about you, I learned a lot more about you, and I'm excited about what the future holds for you in this genre of music. So please tell the people where they can find the songs that you are already done.
My work, you can find it on all digital platforms, whether it be Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon. I'm out there. You can find Melanic Princess. If you cannot find Melanic Princess, you can also just Google my name, Shayla Shannon. You can contact me. Like, I have an open book. I do not have anything. I don't conceal anything private. You can reach me via telephone at 318-421-4856 or by email, Shayla S. @gmail.com. You can find me booking. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. And I am definitely on another one, but I am not a big social media person, but you definitely can always find me on Facebook. I'm there more than anything, but you can find me. I'm not hard to find.
Okay, spell your name for them so they'll know exactly how to find you.
My email is going to be shayalas1956@gmail.com.
Wow.
And your music,
again, that's going to be shayalas1956@gmail.com. If you're inquiring about booking, you can personally reach me at 318-421-4856. Again, that's 318-421-4856. Again, I'm on all digital platforms, whether it be Apple Music, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube. I'm on there. I actually have a video out on YouTube. I'm in the process of making another video. So we're working over here. Amazon, you can find me. I'm out there.
Okay, melodic. How you spell that? So they
all
know.
It's going to be melodic. Again, that's melodic. And Princess.
Okay.
Right. And Yolanda Marshall, let me ask a question. Yolanda Marshall, she texts, she put something in the comment section. She says, Shayalas, shayalas1956@gmail.com.
Yes.
Did you mentioned that before, right?
Yes, that's my email.
Wow.
And Yolanda is the best. And I hope she's also that she can know that she's the best.
She's been, wow. She says, great interview. Oh, God. Keep pushing forward, Princess.
And thank
then
you,
she, I love that. I love it. I love it. I love it. And so, yes. Yolanda, yes, it was supposed to start off as an interview, but it ended, we just created something different. The Wake Maker and I, we're going to have moving forward. And because of you, Princess, you just inspired another idea here. Interviews is so cliche-ish. We are different. This is the buzz. We have conversations. Hey, can I get a gavel on that, Waymaker?
Amen.
Keep the madness real.
Oh, God. That's right. The Waymaker has spoken. He is the DA. He's a DA.
Yeah,
he's a DA, so it all fits. Wow. Princess, get together with the Waymaker because we want to have you back on. Okay? We definitely want to have you
back on.
And especially, you're working on a third single.
I am.
Tell you what. Let's do this. We have a deal. Okay. Can we handshake cyber time? You know, however you do that. Okay. After you release your first CD, your next song, will you promise to come back on?
Absolutely.
Oh, that means you enjoyed yourself with the crazy Waymaker, right? You know, I'm the civil.
I enjoyed myself with both of you guys.
Okay.
It has been an honor.
You know, I tried to, it wasn't going to work anyway. I tried to proclaim myself as a civil one, but there's ain't
a system.
It didn't work. Hey, wow. We've got to do this. This is the showstopper. Okay. Our special guest host, Princess, the melodic Princess.
I like that
already.
Yeah.
Man.
He
Man.
Woo!
bad girl there. Man, it's bad. On the planet. This thing is just going completely out of control the way I like it. Oh, are you serious right now? Man, this jam. This jam. Hey, Waymaker. Waymaker. Hey Sheila, you dropped this baby. I'm serious, you did this.
Thank you.
No, I don't play. I do not play. Shucks, man. This is a bad jam. Sip of Kool-Aid. This is Monday Night Madness. Absolutely. Unequivocally the baddest on the planet. Wow, wow, wow. Sheila.
Yes.
Oh. I can't believe she answered in such a calm voice after all of that throwdown. I mean, that jam. It's called I Cared. And I see the number 3.
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. Number 3 is a remake of Malaria, Go Outside in the Rain.
Okay. Well, okay. That's going to have to go into the Southern Soul mix that I have. And that one also, you 2 for Damn 2. That's going to also have to go into the Hall of Fame. Those two.
Thank you.
Thank you for bringing such amazing, amazing music to the world. And we're only thankful that we can provide a platform to expose what you do. And I just want to say thank you. And you've got to come back. And the last word is yours. Whatever you want to say to the audience, how can they get your music? How can they contact you? How can they share your information? Please let us know.
Again, you can find me on all digital platforms, whether it be iTunes, Apple Music, it doesn't matter, Spotify, I'm out there. You can either Google Melanic Princess or either you can Google my name and you'll find me. Most of my interaction is on Facebook, but however, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Instagram, I'm out there. Just hit me up. I am very approachable. And one of the things that I want to leave with everybody is I'm very humble. So I'm not this arrogant person that you can't approach. You know, right. I'm grateful for every opportunity that I have. And I'm just trying to collaborate and network. So you can find me. I'm out there.
Okay. And so, you know, and this is for you. You'll always have a platform here.
Thank you.
Okay. So
thank you, Mr. Brown.
Call me William. Oh God, Mr. Brown sounds old. I'm not definitely that, you know, shucks. I will cut a rug in half. And I do not play. And I've never seen a microphone that I didn't love. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Monday Night Madness with yours truly, WB, and my partner, the Waymaker. I think he had to retire. He told me that he was only going to be on for 2 hours. I guess he did stay on for 2 hours and 10 minutes, but okay. Okay. That's okay because there's always a party after the party. Princess, Melodic Princess, Sheila, it's been an absolute pleasure. We want you back and I promise you we will have you back as soon as possible. We'd love to have you back when you finish your third, because the first and the second, good Lord, I can't wait to hear the third.
It's definitely going to be something to be heard.
Well, guess what? I'm a phone call away. You know how to reach me. And I just want to thank you so much for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you.
Okay.
I want to thank you as well.
You got it. And tell your friends about it, okay? Don't keep it a secret. Tell your friends about this amazing...
I definitely won't keep it a secret.
Yeah. Okay. And tell your friends about this amazing show, this radio station, and this amazing host that you had a chance to meet. Okay. You know, give me a few kudos. I'm teasing. I'm really teasing, but not really.
I will spread the word.
Hey, thank you so much, darling. Okay, come back soon. Loved it, loved it, loved it. And this is the after party. I already told you guys, Studio W, the buzz, the baddest on the planet, Studio W Buzz, your global radio network. Come on, let's do it.